cushion they gave you guys on the bench and the first goal, and how did that really kind of change the dynamic there?
Well, ultimately, it was the whistle didn't go till after the puck was in the net, and which nobody saw really go in. So they call no goal because they don't know exactly. They go review it and determine that in the end, when it all comes down to it, it was a goalie interference or not, is what it was. Because he didn't blow a whistle first, so that's out. And they determined that point was the one that hit the goalie, not Marlowe. So that's it.
There's still plenty of game left at that point. It's only one.
Oh yeah, that's
game, so.
That's not.
Yeah.
I mean, how early was that in the game?
Like 7 minutes.
Yeah, like that's 1-0 game. You're not. That's you know, naturally we don't want to go down like that. Yeah. But yeah, that, you asked for the explanation. That was it. So you got to live with that.
So he hasn't had enough chances or enough traffic in front of Jones. I know he had made some really good saves tonight, but.
I don't know. I mean, did we have chances to score? Sure, we did. We probably had more chances to score than they did. We, again, comes down to the first period. They played fast north-south hockey, and I thought we kind of slowed the game down and were a little bit more deliberate. We were, you know, we had to navigate our way into their zone more often than not, and then we had to go to work in the offensive zone. We weren't creating really anything in a north-south type game. And the other side of things, they did that, and that's how they got their penalty shot. That's how things got going. They scored their goals, and then that's all they needed. Get out to the 2-3-0 lead. Power play clicked for them, and now you just sit back and chip it out. That's what they did, and then ultimately, we weren't hungry enough to shoot pucks. Again, we're going back into old habits that we've been trying to break for years. And you look at the best chances we had. We were funneling pucks to the net. We were going there hard, and we did that on occasion. That's when we had some chances, but most of the night we didn't.
Stamkos mentioned one thing: they just need to improve the consistency of this group. You have a couple of good games in a row, and might have an odd period here. So mm-hmm. I mean. That's something you're still trying to find, you think, this first part of the season? I know you're happy with the goals against recent games, but...
Yeah, you know, it's been tough because, you know, we have played fairly well here. Tonight was tough. I thought it was a little bit of an uninspired effort for some of the games, especially when we went down the third goal. Like, it was okay. We were trying to claw our way back, and we kind of, you know, when they got that third one, it kind of deflated us a little bit. Showed a little spark in the third, you know, especially when we got the goal. But then after we scored the goal, I'm not so sure we had two shots in the goal for the rest of the game. And you can't do that. I mean, we had the goalie pulled for three minutes and 45 seconds. We got zero shots on goal. You can't do that. And you've got the extra guy out there. We're trying for we need to create some scrambles and do some things around the net, and you don't get a shot on goal. It's really, really hard to come back. So that last 3.5 minutes can pretty much sum up what happened for the first 57.
Any update on Strawman? It didn't look good when he went down.
Yeah, he something happened. It's not head related. Yeah. Let me just tell you that it has nothing to do with it. But we'll get an evaluation here coming up.
The second goal, was it a miscommunication? I know Coburn was late coming back. I don't know if one was supposed to take the.
That was just bad reads. Yeah, you look at. So the first two goals is we lose 50-50 battles and bad reads. That's all it was.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.